On today's KHSU Magazine, we're talking with Annie Fricke and Amy Day. They've just launched a new podcast called Mend Life at the Seams, which is a podcast about Humboldt County's marijuana culture and features interviews with Back to the Landers activists, families, farmers, and medicine makers. Welcome, Annie and Amy.
Thanks, Claire. Happy to be here.
Yeah, happy to have you here. Congratulations on the launch of your new podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
So tell us a bit about Mend Life at the Seams.
You want to feel this one, Miss Annie? She's looking at me like, no.
Well, this started as, this is going to be a broader, this is going to be a continuing podcast. This first season, we're going into the origin stories of Humboldt's marijuana culture, because that's actually what brought us into podcasting, was wanting to tell these stories. And that came from, a variety of things, but, just how the media portrays everything that's going on. And the big moment for me was a friend of mine had the book Humboldt, and it was written by a woman that came up and lived for a year and then wrote a book. And a friend, and we're longtime residents of Humboldt. I mean, longish. I've been here 16 years.
I've been here, about 17 years. Yeah. So. Yeah, and I think we just, both of us, were at this place. You know, we both write, we both have raised our families in this area, and we have just a deep love, as many people do, for this area. And we've been watching it change really rapidly, too, with the influx of, just new people and how this industry has shifted so drastically over the years. And a lot of the stories that were out there weren't by people who really had a stake in the community. You'd mm-hmm. see a book being written or an article or news coverage, and it was always from this kind of outsider perspective, but also very sensationalized, like all the really sexy stuff, like, human trafficking and all this really dramatic stuff happening. And, we're not saying that that's not happening, but the non-sexy day-to-day, like, here's what it is to, like, live peacefully on the land and raise your children and grow your own food and medicine and, pay your mortgage by having some plants in the yard. Like, that's not a sexy story. And so we kind of wanted to go after the non-sensationalized stuff and give that a voice.
Are you focusing mostly on cannabis cultivation? Are you talking mostly with farmers, or
how far
not down the line do you go?
Well, yeah. So we've spoken with some Back to the Landers, and we're trying to kind of follow this evolution of a story, I guess, in some ways. Although we don't have all the interviews yet, but yeah, we're getting the stories from when, the Back to the Landers and how it started, how marijuana became something that people grew as, a moneymaker, and really trying to get the vision and the ideals and that respect and reverence for the land. Those are the stories we're kind of going after. We don't want to talk to people that
are just in it to make money.
Yeah, that are just in it to make money, because those are the people that everybody knows about.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
But yeah, we also have questions about, well, where is this going now and what's going to happen? And so we're getting kind of the backstory, but we're also starting to look to speaking to people about where it's going legally. And
well, and I think too, like, so in our first episode, we decided just to interview each other, just so people, it's like, who are these ladies and why do we care? And so we did a little back and forth with one another, like, why do you want to tell this story? And Annie has a degree in anthropology, and she makes this beautiful analogy of, like, this is kind of like documenting a dying tribe, because, what we have witnessed, raising our families, growing up here, spending our most of our adult life here, is the culture is rapidly shifting, and we kind of are watching this a particular way of life and this more kind of simple live humbly on the land thing, like, that we're kind of watching that die out as this thing gets huge. And so we wanted to, quick, before it's gone, like, go talk to the people who, like, set this in place, and what was their, what wisdom can you impart to this next generation? Like, we want to hear what your dreams and thoughts and vision for this place was before it gets swallowed up into this next iteration that may or may not be so great. So, mm-hmm.
So who are some of the people that you've interviewed in your, have you done 10 or 11 episodes
so far? We're coming out with 12 tomorrow.
Okay,
so.
Congratulations. Yay, yeah.
Thanks.
Yay. Yeah, that's good.
So who are some of the people, like what, you know, for example, what can you hear if you tune in to Mend Life at the Seams?
We got some good Back to the Landers stories, some really passionate Back to the Landers. And those are probably some of my favorite stories. And it was funny because I mean, it's a smallish community, so, you know, I kind of know some of these people, and I thought I kind of knew where the story was going to go, and every time we interview, I'm just like, oh, wow, that's, I love that story, oh, that's amazing, and yeah, so some Back to Landers, and...
We have a, yeah, I think when we look at the analytics on the back end, I guess our most popular episode is with a single woman farmer, Jane, I think that's episode 5 or something, and she has some really... articulate, impassioned things to say about what it's like to live this life as a single woman. And but then there's been a nice range, you know. We had we sat down with Jane Bothwell, who runs the Dandelion Herbal Center, and she had some just beautiful, wonderful, healing things to share about the work that she does and just her, you know, vision and working with this plant. We had a great conversation with a guy we just found online who is a former resident here who does like some outlaw farming activism is kind of his work. He had a cannabis-friendly church in Eureka and did a lot of volunteering. So it's been a great range.
Yeah, that's the episode I listened to. Yeah. And he's in Flint, Michigan now, working with people who are trying to get safe drinking water back. Yeah. I mean,
one of the things I loved about his interview was that as he was talking, you know, he introduced himself and he said, "I was a traveler," and he was talking about living in the in the hotels. In the Blue Hotel in the south end of Eureka. And it's just knowing, you know, knowing this area and knowing kind of the stereotypes. And, you know, I was like, oh, well, you know, so what, was he a transient? Is that what people would say? And, you know, there's such this view of that people that can fit that. And so then to hear his story and all of the amazing things he did in this community and what he's doing now. And it just really fit into kind of the purpose of this podcast, the whole life at the seams, you know, getting these stories to kind of like bring us back together to this place of empathy and understanding. And
Yeah, well, and we, you know, I don't know, our brains want to stereotype and judge, like we feel like we need to categorize everyone. Mm-hmm. So, but it's really, it's impossible to do that accurately, I think. If you, probably if you talk with people who said, I'm just doing it for the money, you might find some really interesting stories.
We might. It's true. So, yeah. But I think, ultimately the reason I think when we're trying to talk to people who have more of a vision than just a commercial vision is because we also want this to be kind of instructive and inspirational, you know, like we want to talk to the people who have a vision, who have a heart, who have some wisdom to impart.
Right, yeah. That people can take away something that they can use, or that enriches them in some way.
Yeah.
That's one of my fantasies or hopes is that these stories of the Back to the Landers and their vision can kind of weed its, you know, steer its way through all these, evolution, and maybe we can come out with this. Of course, it's going to be looking differently, but maybe with that, still that vision kind of intact.
Yeah. So how did you all decide to make a podcast, and how long did it take from whatever night you were sitting over a glass of wine talking about it to your first podcast?
I remember it as... We had both had these writing projects, and I had wanted to start writing this marijuana ethnography was what I was calling mine. I wanted to interview people, and she had this project that she was working on. I don't know if she wants to talk about it, but and then we were sitting at my table, and I was like, oh, I just imagine doing all these interviews and then having the stack of paper and then kind of not, you know, wanting to move on to something else. And I was like, oh, I should just do it in a podcast, and then it'll be out there. And she was like, I want to do a podcast, and I love this topic. And then it just kind of, like, that's where it's, we were like, yeah. And then she had the podcast starter kit already.
I did. Well, and it was just many, many, like, I think we seriously started putting some momentum behind this back in the fall of last year. And many, many kitchen table discussions and, tech learning and, you know, gnashing of teeth and like, oh my God, I can't believe are we doing this? Do we have to learn all, are we really going to learn about like editing?
And, yeah, we're writers. We're not tech people.
Annie, you're a poet and an author, right? And Amy, what? I know you're a graduate of Del Arte. You studied at Del Arte.
I did.
And also a writer as mm-hmm. well. I mean, and I think that's really helpful when you're creating these stories or conducting interviews for sure. So what podcast do you listen to? Like, what were some of the ones that inspired you?
This question always cracks me up because we listen to very different podcasts.
We do.
I'll just say mine are not really educational. They're just although I'm getting more into it.
I don't know. You don't want to say.
I first got introduced to podcasts through Joe Rogan, and if anybody listens to him, they know. You know, it's just like he sits around for 3 hours with comedians smoking pot and. You know, telling jokes and being offensive, and I'm actually over it. But
that was your gateway drug into podcasting.
Yeah. And I like comedy stories.
We joke about this, yeah, because we were trying when we were putting all this stuff together and like intro music and stuff. It's like, okay, well, let's listen to our feeds and see what we can find. And I'm pulling up mine, and it's all this like, you know, women's spirituality and all this. She's like, no, this is not going to do it for me.
Which so. I am totally into women's spirituality, but
just not in
the not podcast. Be a podcast. Yeah.
So which is another thing, which I mean, like, it's been a beautiful collaboration so far, because we find that when something needs to, you know, it's like, you know, we find all these aha moments, these, you know, synchronistic moments seem to happen right when they need to. And then there's definitely moments where I'm like, no, that's not going to work for me. And there's some really great push-pull, tit-for-tat, back and forth to make it a little bit more interesting and vital, I think, you know, because we both have unique perspectives coming into this. So,
Well, it sounds like you've learned the technology and you've learned how to collaborate with each other and learned about your diverse tastes or whatever. But what are some of the big takeaways from your interviews? You know, you must have learned quite a bit in 12 episodes. You know, what mm-hmm. what's your overall feeling about the origins of Humboldt County's marijuana culture based on these interviews?
I mean, so one term that, you know, we have come back to several times is this idea of voluntary simplicity. But a lot of it, I think, just comes down to this. For me, the big takeaway is almost this broader global thing, you know, is like we all get to be awake and a part of the shift we want to see, you know, as we're not sure what's happening in the larger political climate, as we're not sure what's going to happen inside this community and this industry. Like, if we want to take part in how this is going to shape up, we get to step in and we get to be vocal and we get to lend our voice and our vision to the conversation. So...
Yeah, and for me, the just learning how, you know, it was, you know, back in the day, it was a means to an end. It wasn't the end all be all, this is what I'm doing to make my, you know, it was just, it was a way to pay for your land so you could, you know, go into your nonviolent class in town and, you know, just, and then you could grow your food and you could grow a little extra and you could help support the school and, you know, just the community that came out of it. I know there was a community here and we actually, tomorrow, our episode is with a rancher who talks about, you know, kind of before.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Amy Day and Annie Fricky.
Yes.
Their new podcast is Mend, Life at the Seams. You can listen to it on iTunes and Stitcher and on mendpodcast.com.
Yes.
Yeah, good luck. Congratulations.
Right, thank
Stay
you.
Stay tuned for the Cosmic Calendar with Selina Rain.